Get some more on this in a moment. First, spring is in the air, and with that comes spring cleaning. Now, there are lots of ways you can refresh your home for spring. You can clean, reorganize, maybe even paint. And that's great, but here is the best thing you can do. Get some new bedding. Boll & Branch makes the softest, most breathable bedding you will ever experience. I absolutely love my Boll & Branch sheets. You can feel the difference in quality compared to all the other sheets. In fact, we took all of our other sheets and we threw them out because these luxury sheets are fantastic, buttery, breathable. They get softer every time you wash them. I can't sleep without them. Literally cannot, which is why when I'm on the road, I even bring Boll & Branch blankets in my suitcase. Upgrade your sleep today with Boll & Branch's signature sheets. These best-selling sheets are made from the finest quality 100% organic cotton, completely free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals. Boll & Branch's signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin all the way on up to California King. With their 30-night worry-free guarantee, you can wash, style, and sleep in Boll & Branch sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, send them right back. But you'll love them. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code Ben at BollandBranch.com. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code Ben. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Joining us online is Bishop Robert Barron. He's Bishop of the Diocese of Winona-Rochester, Minnesota, and the founder of Word on Fire Catholic Ministries. Through Word on Fire, Bishop Barron reaches millions of people every year. He's one of the world's most followed Catholics on social media. Bishop Barron, great to talk to you.
Ben, good to see you.
So let's talk a little bit about something that you've talked about a lot in recent years, and that is what you call the re-Judaizing of the church. What exactly does that mean? Because obviously there are fairly significant differences between Judaism and Christianity, but what do you mean by re-Judaizing the church?
Well, it's exceptionally important because the first Christians read Jesus thoroughly in light of what we'd call the Old Testament. If you try to interpret Jesus apart from the Old Testament, you'll get necessarily a distorted Jesus. So St. Paul is a good example. Rabbi Shaul, who becomes Paul the Apostle, and he says Jesus is the yes to all the promises made to Israel, which means you can't understand him apart from what's anticipated in Israel. When we de-Judaize Christianity, it turns into kind of a Gnostic philosophy. You see, by the way, a lot of that on display today. Whenever Jesus is presented as a kind of teacher of timeless moral truths, or he's like a great sage from the ancient world, you know you've misread him. He's the yes to all the promises made to Israel, and only against that background will you properly understand him.
So let's talk more formally about what exactly the distinction is between those two views of Jesus. One, as not just, you know, God in the Catholic worldview, but also as a Jewish figure, as born as a Jew, lived as a Jew. You know, what exactly would that mean, as opposed to the sort of thing that we've been told by the media, the sort of almost Buddha-esque figure who just is there to say pithy statements and then get out of your way?
Yeah, I would say, looking at the sweep of biblical history, you see a kind of five-act drama, beginning with creation, followed by the fall, followed by the formation of a people, Israel, which is God's great rescue operation, God's attempt to restore his creation. And then we would say the great story of Israel culminates in the coming of the anointed one, the coming of the new David, the fulfillment of the promises made to Israel. So that's the fourth act, is the coming of the Messiah. And then we would say, followed by a fifth act that we're in now until the very end of time, which is the era of the church. Now people being drawn more and more into what we call the mystical body of Christ. But see, Christ fits into that narrative. It's a Jewish narrative. It's a biblical narrative from creation to fall to Israel to the Messiah. If you take him out of that, then you get this distorted, I would say at best, mildly interesting Jesus. But the compelling Jesus is the one who fulfills the story of Israel.
So obviously we've seen this vast uptick in anti-Semitism in the wake of October 7th, which is pretty astonishing given the fact that it was the largest attack on Jews since the Holocaust. And much of the world has responded by hating Jews more as a result of that attack on Jews. Now, how should, number one, Christians understand that? And number two, you suggest that a better understanding of the New Testament is a curative towards some of the anti-Semitism that we're seeing right now.
I think it'll help. I mean, obviously, any form of anti-Semitism is morally repugnant. And, you know, in recent years, the popes have been so good, let's say, commencing with John Paul II, but even before him, go back to Pius XI, that we're all spiritually Semites, he said, in regard to Christians. So the popes have been really good and strong. Think of the Second Vatican Council, Nostra Aetate is the document in question, that condemns any form of anti-Semitism. So that's a very important theme. But I think our point is when Christians realize how Jewish their own religion is, when they realize how Jewish their own scriptures are, that we can't understand Jesus apart from it, I think that helps. Because a Christianity which has become anti-Semitic is going to tear itself apart. And I'll go all the way back, Ben, to the second century. This is a very old fight within Christianity. There was a figure called Marcion, who was a theologian based in Rome. And Marcion said, look, get rid of the Old Testament. It's testimony to a fallen God. Let's just keep a few parts of the New Testament that are most free of Jewish influence, and that's our religion. Well, the great Saint Irenaeus and then other early church figures said no to Marcion. And that was a decisively important move. But see, Marcionism is a very persistent heresy. Whenever today you hear people say, oh, you know, I hate the God of the Old Testament. It's cruel and violent and all that. I like the God of Jesus, the New Testament. That's a neo-Marcionism. And the church in ancient times and now has always to say no to Marcionism because we will miss Jesus if we go down that road.
We'll get to more of this in just one second. First, you know, it's that time of year where you start thinking about the things that actually mean a lot to you. And because it's a religious time of year, a lot of people think about God. But how do you reconnect with God if that is something you want to do? And we all should be wanting to do that. Hallow can help you. Regardless of your religion, we all need a little more peace in our lives. Hallow is an incredible app that offers a unique approach to prayer and meditation. Unlike other meditation apps, Hallow is tailored specifically for people of faith to deepen their relationship with God. The Hallow app is filled with studies, meditations, and reflections that are rooted in Judeo-Christian prayer practices. This holiday season, access music from the Bocelli family, Bible stories that help you reflect on what the holidays are actually about, and prayers to help bring you peace, all on that Hallow app. For my Christian friends, it's not too late to join acclaimed actors Liam Neeson and Jonathan Rumi for an incredible prayer experience leading up to Christmas. 25 days of prayer and meditation on the writings of C.S. Lewis. I myself love C.S. Lewis. With features like progress tracking and prayer reminders, Hallow helps you stay motivated and make prayer a regular part of your daily routine. If you're looking to deepen your relationship with God and improve your mental and emotional well-being, try Hallow for 3 months free at hallow.com/Shapiro. That's hallow.com/Shapiro. Go check them out right now. Excellent service. Again, I'm somebody who prays a lot. Join me your own way by joining hallow.com/Shapiro. So I want to talk now a little bit about Christmas more broadly and what it ought to mean to people. Yeah. So obviously it's been robbed of an enormous amount of meaning over the course of the last century or so, particularly in the United States. I mean, even Jews like me enjoy a lot of the cultural trappings of Christmas, but obviously for Christians, it's supposed to mean a lot more than it is for me as a Jew, where I just go get some Chinese food or something. I mean, it's been this, right. It's turned into this commercialized version of what is a religious ritual. And it's very strange, right, that has become the way that people think about Christmas, with arguments of whether, yep, Die Hard is a Christmas movie, as opposed to what the original, right, meaning of Christianity right, was, what Christmas should be. So why don't you give me the Christian view of what Christmas should be? How should Christians act on Christmas? What should it look like?
Well, here's the first observation. I mean, you and I are going to disagree, obviously, about Jesus and how we read him. But I think we can and should find common ground in how to read the Christmas stories. The Christmas stories have to be read in a Jewish way. You open the first page of the New Testament, what do you find? Page one of the Gospel of Matthew. You find this lengthy, detailed genealogy of Jesus that takes you all the way through in a very loamy way, from Abraham all the way up to Jesus. Arranged, by the way, in three sets of 14 generations, from Abraham to David, David to the captivity to Jesus. Well, of course, the attentive Jewish reader is going to say 14. What's 14 but the number that corresponds to Dawid, to David? So Matthew is saying right away, this figure I'm going to tell you about is David, David, David. And he can only be understood through this long history of Israel. Look, for example, when the angel says to Mary that you will give birth to this child who will be called Great, Son of the Most High, and he will reign on the throne of David, his father, and his reign will be without end. Well, what's that but the fulfillment of Nathan's prophecy to David in 2 Samuel 7? Look at the Feast of the Presentation as part of the Christmas story, when the Lord is brought into the temple. Well, what's that but the fulfillment of Ezekiel's prophecy, that the Shekinah, the glory of the Lord, had left the temple, but would come back at the time of the Messiah. So here is now, we would say, the glory of Yahweh returning to his temple. My point is, and we can go on and on with these, all the Christmas stories are richly Old Testament in their inspiration. They're meant to call to mind all these stories so Jesus is properly situated. Even the massacre of the innocents. Well, what does that call to mind? But at the time of Moses, when Pharaoh orders the death of all the male children. And then in the wake of the massacre of the innocents, Mary and Joseph bring Christ's child into Egypt. And then upon the death of Herod, he comes back from Egypt. What's that but a recapitulation of Israel under Joseph, you know, going into Egypt and then the Exodus coming out. Again, on and on we could go, but these are all the rich associations with the Old Testament. That's a way to approach the Christmas stories.
So, you know, when we look at sort of the place of church in life, you and I have talked a lot about this in a wide variety of contexts about how the decline of church in American life has been one of the great tragedies of our time in the last century and a half. But there is a revitalized church that is growing, and it is more traditionalist in orientation. It turns out that the Jesus that you're talking about, the Jesus that actually is connected to the Old Testament, is a lot more inspirational and interesting to people than the sort of paled out Jesus who is a speaker of progressive truths. It turns out that doesn't fill churches, because if you want that, you can go to a Democratic Party rally and wave a different flag. And it's not what people are actually going to go to church for.
No, precisely right. As you suggest correctly, why bother? But this goes all the way back to people like Friedrich Schleiermacher, early 19th century founder of liberal Protestantism, that tries to make Christianity accessible and agreeable to what he called its cultured despisers. And that's been the strategy of most forms of Christian liberalism from that time on, kind of going hat in hand to our cultured despisers and saying, we want to make our religion as acceptable to you as possible. The result of that is a very thinned out, uninteresting, blandly spiritual figure. But it's the richly biblical Christ, you're quite right, that's going to be compelling to people, always has been.
Well, folks, you can go check out Bishop Barron's work over at Word on Fire Catholic Ministries. It's all fascinating stuff. Bishop Barron, it's always great to talk to you, and Merry Christmas.
God bless you. Thanks, man.
All righty, folks, we reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much, much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. Sleep, especially as you get older, is so critical, but no two people sleep alike. That's why Helix offers several different mattress models, each designed for specific sleep positions and preferences. Go to helixsleep.com/dailywire and take their sleep quiz to find the mattress made for you. Whether you're a side sleeper, a stomach sleeper, a hot sleeper, or a cold sleeper, Helix has just the mattress for you. I took the Helix sleep quiz and was matched with a Helix midnight mattress because I wanted a medium firmness and I sleep on my side. I am sleeping so much better on my new mattress. Don't want to take my word for it? Well, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Take the quiz and order the perfect mattress right to your door, shipped for free. It's so quick and fun to unbox, and you won't believe how well you'll sleep. All Helix mattresses come with a 100-night trial and a 10- or 15-year warranty. Helix even offers financing options and flexible payment plans. A great night's sleep is never far away. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and a free bedroom bundle for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/dailywire and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. That's helixsleep.com/dailywire, code HELIXPARTNER20.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, $20 barely gets you anything these days. You can't even fill your gas tank or get a burger and fries for less than $20. But do you know what $20 will get you? From the cell phone company I use, PureTalk, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as your current cell phone provider, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can switch to Pure Talk and keep the phone and phone number you currently use, or you can take advantage of their great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids, making the switch incredibly easy. Their U.S. customer service team can help you join Pure Talk in as little as 10 minutes. Choose to spend your hard-earned money with a wireless company that shares your values, supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on those fake news networks. So stop spending a ridiculous amount of money on your phone plan. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro right now. My listeners can get an additional 50% off their very first month of coverage. That's puretalk.com/Shapiro. Again, start saving money on your phone plan today with people who actually like you. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro and start saving.